From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Today, the state of New York looked to put a sordid week behind it. About an hour after Governor Eliot Spitzer officially resigned over revelations that he had hired prostitutes, a new chief executive was sworn in.
It is my great privilege to present the governor of the state of New York, David A. Patterson.
David Patterson, a Democrat who was lieutenant governor, took the oath at the state assembly building in Albany.
After the cheering, Patterson launched into a speech that was part roast and part policy. He nodded to many of his peers, including one of the assembly's biggest Republican power brokers, a sworn enemy of the former governor, the majority leader, Joseph Bruno.
The other day we had lunch and he said, listen, some evening, if you feel like it, you should come out to the ranch and have dinner with me. I'll go, but I'm going to take my taster with me.
Senator Bruno beamed. Patterson soon turned more serious.
Let us grab the unusual opportunities that circumstance has handed us today and put personal politics, party advantage, and power struggles aside in favor of service, in the interest of the people.
Patterson, who was legally blind, is the first African-American governor of New York.
I have confronted the prejudice of race and challenged the issues of my own disability. I have served in government for over two decades. I stand willing and able to lead this state to a brighter future and a better tomorrow. Let me reintroduce myself. I am David Patterson, and I am the governor of New York State.
The New York governor will serve out the remainder of Eliot Spitzer's term. The next election is in 2010.